blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moved in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
In history, has there been a time when the world has been completely unified against a universal enemy? We're all a bit anxious, a bit scared, sad and vulnerable together. And that's okay. And joining us on the phone today is Carrie Sutton. She's a child's emotional wellbeing expert. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo. How are you?
Good. And we were just joking off air. It's one of those things that we all say, how are we, to each other, and we all automatically respond saying good. But I guess we're all good in this different type of world that we're suddenly living in.
And it is. And it is an automatic response. We go, oh, how are you? But when we were talking, as you said, if you look underneath the surface, a lot of us are scared, and it is okay to be scared. I would suggest the majority of us have all been scared or anxious at some time in the past 3 months since this thing started and really then hit home for us in March in Australia. It's been a time of unprecedented unification as a country when we're protecting our loved ones and protecting our elders by staying home and self-isolating, but also around the globe, it's just been incredible to watch. And we really have to start looking out for others, but also out for ourselves.
Now, we want to specifically talk about kids in this chat. So things are completely different. Obviously, the kids have probably noticed that things aren't quite the same. We're being a bit more anal with them to say, you've got to wash your hands and things like that. So how can we help our kids really cope with stress, anxiety and fear? Are there a couple of key things that we can do to sort of make our kids not too fearful and not too stressed during this period?
Absolutely. And one of the really key things is that we need to look at where we are. So if we're fearful and stressed and anxious, it's most probably not a good time to talk to our kids about it.
Mm-hmm.
So deal with our feelings first, because what we need to be is that safe pair of hands, that grown up, that adult who's got them and that they look up to and go, you know what, because children pick up on our energy. So if they see us anxious, scared and frightened, guess what? They're going to be 10 times that. And what we need to model, even if we're not at times, we need to model, you know what? We're doing this. We're in it together. I'm going to keep you safe. So the first thing is deal with your own stuff but also don't avoid talking about it. Kids will have heard about it. They'll have heard about it from school. They'll see us washing our hands. We've talked to them about, you know, cough into your elbow, wash your hands, don't touch your face. Find out what they know. Give them age-appropriate information. And that's one of the really important things. Don't overwhelm them, but also don't give them too little information or dumb it down, because kids will find stuff out. Watch their media diet as well. And this is something that I talk to both parents and young people about, teenagers, but also little kids. Where are they getting their information from? And the media diet is particularly important, because if they're getting incorrect information off Facebook or things like that, it could possibly scare them. So both for adults and kids, get factual information. But if it is anxiety producing, stay off social media.
And that's probably a key one, because we know that our teenagers and everything are on social media more than they ever had. And there's obviously some really good things that are coming out of that now, you know, as far as being able to interact with their friends and stuff. But there's also that constant information stream that we're seeing in our news feeds, which I think everyone is getting a little bit anxious with and trying to avoid a bit more than they probably usually do.
Yeah, and it's sensationalised. Often it's sensationalised. The media, because, and I'm not blaming the media, it's just that's what sells and that's what drives stories. Yeah. It's finding the positive things. So it's looking and going, what is the good news? Making sure we help them and empower them. So it's really important, don't underestimate what little things can mean. So phone calls, video chats, text messages, different things like that with their friends. So if they've had to, because this can be a really disappointing time for kids too, not just that they're on school holidays, which is great, but two, it's that things have been cancelled. They don't know when their birthday party is. Their birthday party going to go ahead, play date. It's really important if you can keep up that contact or really schedule different things throughout the week so that the kids can go, you know what, I'm looking forward to talking to Grandma and Grandpa and Nan and Pop, because normally we'd see them every second day, or normally they'd come and spend time with us. So they need to really understand why Nan and Pop or Grandma and Grandpa can't do that. That it's not that they don't love us anymore, it's just that we're actually protecting them, because the virus, 81% of people who get this virus are going to get over it. But the older people who get it sometimes get really sick, and that's why we can't go and visit those people in our lives. We just have to FaceTime them or even write letters or different things like that.
I've got a three-year-old, and this is what my daughter said. Yeah, we had the chat to her the other week about everything and the fact that she can't go to the playgrounds anymore, and she's not going to be going to fun activities anymore. That those things have sort of stopped, and it's going to be a lot more time with mum and dad at home, which she's absolutely thrilled about. She's only three, so it's been a lot of tea parties and picnics in the lounge room. But when I explained to her what was happening around the world, her response just absolutely was really heartwarming. Woman for me and my wife. She said, maybe we are all toys and some people did some bad things, so the fairies are making mischief.
Yeah.
Pretty much sums it up.
It is. And honestly, that's the thing. Our kids can put it in ways and can deal with different stuff and understand. Now, it's not about laying adult themes on them or giving them too much information, but they're actually processing it in their own ways. And it's really important as parents and as care, a village that surrounds our kids, just monitoring how they're going, looking at what's going on for them, because it's hard for everybody. People are working from home that have never worked from home before. Kids are stressed and anxious. Parents are stressed and anxious. Are they going to come in on a Zoom call? Are they going to get in a phone call? Yeah. So all of this sort of stuff's happening. And it seems, and we've got to be kind to ourselves as adults and go, you know what, have some self-compassion, but also have compassion for the kids because they're not used to having us home all the time either. What are they taste? Like, they're wondering what's going on and they'll be picking up on the different stuff. So really it is about knowing how can we empower them. We can say, look for acts of kindness. So look for the helpers. Identify that there are lots of people out there that doing really great things. Empower them to wash their hands a lot, cough into their elbows. The reason we're staying home, it makes them part of the solution. Mm-hmm. And when they feel part of the solution, that's on something they can control. And then looking at possibly you could write letters. So another thing they could do to reach out to other people is write letters to health workers, so doctors or nurses or people who are doing it tough on the front line and saying how much we appreciate them, drawing pictures, because it's those sorts of things where kids can actually feel empowered that, hey, I'm doing something to make somebody else feel better. I know that I've got to stay home and that we've got to do this stuff, but we're protecting Nan and Pop, Grandma and Grandpa and other older people, and this is why we're doing that. Because normally, sometimes, you look at Easter, Easter is a time where you go to the Easter show, you go away on holiday. Kids are now going, why? Why can't I do this? And that's when we need to go, hey, we're protecting others and we can also do these things at home.
I love it. Some great tips. Carrie Sutton, child emotional well-being expert. Thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
No worries. Pablo, have a great day.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.